Good evening. This is KD2AIC, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomer Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomerville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties will check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. It can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boomerang Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, April 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark B Center, 16 Scudder Street in Boomerang, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. Amateur Radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the call number. We can set that up. Hold on one sec. I got some interference going on here. Excuse me, should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any echoing stations wishing to check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2, Juliet Whiskey Charlie, Matt and Oneana. There's two more behind me, Jeff.
KD2AIT, KA3TFB, Bill from Warrendale checking in through the Echo Link, and my good friend Kevin James is next on the list. Over.
And last but not least, this is KD2FPM, Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James having a hard time with the transmit button here tonight. And Jeff, I am the last one in the queue.
All right. We've got three here on Echo Link. Let me just start off here by saying that I haven't been around much the last couple of weeks. We've had some family issues, and those of you who knew WA2OK, wife Jean, passed away a week ago tonight. So that kept us busy, so we had a lot to do with all that. So anyway, we will start with KD2JWC. Matt, good evening. What's going on? Unfortunately, there's somebody out there without much of a life who keeps taking up three feeders. Try to give it a shot there, Matt.
KD2JWC. Good evening, Jeff. Everyone up in the North Country. Not much going on my end, and I was kind of wondering what that was, but now I know. Currently 33 degrees here, and no wind, so it's actually pretty decent. Not really much going on my end, so I'm not going to hold the repeater down for too long. Just figured I'd check in, say hello, and 7-3 to everyone. Hopefully we'll see what goes on this week with the weather. I'm not really sure what's going to happen Wednesday. I haven't really been able to follow it the past few days. But hopefully Mr. Kevin James can fill us in on that a little bit. This is KD2JWC. Back to net control.
All right. Well, thanks for checking in there. And signal was a little quiet tonight. I think you just had your mouth away from the microphone more than usual. But otherwise, it sounded good. All right. Well, thanks for checking in there, Matt. You have a good evening. And we'll catch up with you later. Let's see. KA3TFE, Bill at Warrendale, what's going on tonight?
All righty there. We held it down to our intruder. what a dumb... Well, I should be nice. Hey, all pleasure today. All pleasure. Get our feet up. Working on some things from FEMA, the FEMA programs. There's one out there called Professional Continuity Group, and I'm four courses short of that. And then I'm working on the Advanced Accreditation, which is advanced. And the other issue there is I need two more away classes to be able to get that. So it'll be next year. Got some 50 degrees here. We had to cool the car with cool air because it's so hot and the sun was shining in it. Had lunch out today and just resting, and I got some extra work tomorrow, extra 3 hours overtime. I got to do a car inspection Friday. So everything's going to cost me some money. So I'm not going to hold a repeater down. I've gotten into the repeater by holding the transmit key down until our goofy guy there slips on the microphone there and can get in that way. Back to net control. Thanks for being there. KA3TFB, and good evening to everyone on the net, except for one person.
All right there, Bill. Well, good. Thanks for the technical support there. And good luck with all your projects there. And boy, I wish it was that warm here. Although it was warm here, I got to say. It was about freezing, and the ice was melting quite a bit up here. Kind of happy about that. Let's get on with spring. That's my opinion anyway. All right, Bill. Have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. Let's see. That brings us to KD2FPN. Kevin, good evening. What's going on tonight?
All right, yeah, this is KD2FPM out here in Oneonta, and just be advised, you know, Jeff, you probably have Echolink open behind you so you can kind of see what's what, but I do see Ray and another iPhone user that may be able to get in, and Ray, if you're the Ray I'm thinking of, thank you for repairing the Boonville repeater, and also, if you can, say hello to my good friend Tara over at Marino's Pizza. She makes a really mean pizza with extra cheese and mushrooms, so I was really pleased. Tara's an old friend of mine, so, but don't want to hold the repeater down myself. I got 33 degrees over here on the northeast side of Oneonta, and went out and celebrated a friend of mine's birthday. He owns the local TV station, turned 82 today, so had a nice time with him this afternoon, and then I was trying to bid on a an amplifier for 2 meter and 70 centimeter, and thought I was going to nail it, and next thing I got into a bidding war through eBay, and I lost it by 50 cents. So that kind of broke my heart, because I was really, that amp really kind of made my day. I thought it looked really cool. So all right, with that, I'll say 7-3, KD2FPM, back to net control.
All right, Kevin. Well, sometimes that happens. Somebody snipes you right at the end of the spinning. All right. Well, I didn't even know the repeater was down. That shows how much I have been on here the last couple of weeks. We've just had we've had a time here. So hopefully it's going to start calming down now that we've taken care of quite a few things here with the family. And hopefully get back to the 9 o'clock dance, but we'll see. We've also had a lot of work this time of year, more than usual. So by the time 8 o'clock rolls around, I'm ready to hit the pillow and go to bed. But, all right. Thanks, Kevin. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. Well, I see there's two more Echolink stations. If you'd like to check in, please do so now.
KC2NBU, good evening.
KU2, KLB, Kilo 2 Kilo, Lincoln Bravo, Dean in Buffalo, New York. Good evening, everyone.
Okay, there's two more. We'll start with KC2MBU. Ray, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Good
Good evening, Jeff. We got 29 degrees up on the hill. Tara works with, I work with Tara's husband, Darren, in the shop. We've known them for years. They do make good pizza up there at Marino. They also have real good wings. Back to Nat.
All right, Ray. Thanks for checking in there. All right, have a good evening, and whatever happened to the repeater, thanks for fixing it. Okay. We'll catch up with you later. K2KLB, Dean, good evening. In Buffalo, what's going on tonight?
Kilo 2, Kilo Lincoln Bravo. Good evening from the Miami of the North. Fighting off a bad cold and a sore throat. I'm not going to talk too much. I enjoy the chatter, though. And I hope everybody's doing well. And that's about all. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for checking in here. We're here every night at 9 o'clock. Feel free to check in again. All right. That is the end of the Echolink stations. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
N2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
PFM, George, good evening. What's going on?
Well, good evening, Jeff, and everybody on that. Temperature here, 31 degrees. Temperature range today was 31 to 38. And if you know what that, my wood stove on the night with a 25 below zero decided to shed its smoke curtain. And when I looked inside, I wondered why I was smelling something. Well, it was no wonder. All the fire bricking and stuff holding it in, it was all melted, and that was the end of that thing. It smoked me right out of the house in that temperature. I since acquired from the farmer's co-op here, I acquired one of those medium-sized Vogelsang coal stoves for $420, and that was the cheapest on the internet. They were anywhere from $758 was the cheapest to $900 and something for the most expensive, so plus shipping. So no way, I got that, put it in, and so far I'm happy. Well, I can use either wood or coal. Just with the wood, I got to take the 16-inch ones and cut them in half. 16-inch ones will fit through the top if they're small, if they're not huge chunks. No more than 6 inches in diameter. So that's there. It's working out very nicely. In fact, right now, I didn't realize that I had left the damper open there on the coal fire, and it's 31 here. It's 79 degrees here in the house, and believe me, it's not exactly comfortable, that's for sure. Too much heat rather than too little. Wish I would have been putting out that kind of stuff there in the 25 below zero. At least I didn't get any freeze-up, thank God. Nice little thing here about Buffalo. What is unique about Buffalo? Very simple thing. It gets all the hot air from Washington and all the cold air from Canada. So, especially to have that hot air from Washington, that really makes it a mess, that's for sure. So with that, we'll say God bless, 73. Glad to have you back. Send you my condolences also. I did see that. I was looking up for someone, else that had passed away, and I saw the capering on there, and I said, I think I know who it is, and now I know for sure, and I will give you my condolences the best I can, and take care and God bless. And to PFM clear.
All right, George, well, thank you for that, and I agree. Most of the global warming these days is from the hot air out of Washington, so... And poor Buffalo, right? But anyway, okay, George, have a good evening and good luck with the cold stove. I think you're going to be sleeping in shorts and a t-shirt here tonight, that kind of temperature. All right, KD2AIT, are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net? notes for myself. Let's see, had to get stuff done around the house here today. And we had the father-daughter dance today. It was kind of neat. My daughter enjoyed that over there at the BMW. And I'm just going to kind of watch a little bit of TV here tonight and head off to bed. I got a lot of work to do tomorrow. It's no rest for the weary, as they say. All right. Are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Net? Are there any comments, queries, or leak check-ins at this time? All right, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net, return the frequency to the which you use. I'd like to thank Matt, Bill, Kevin James, Ray, Dean out in Buffalo, and George for checking tonight. State 73, to all those listening in. This is KD2 AIT, clear.
This is KD2FPM. I'll be logging off this repeater through the Echolink system. And as always, Jeff, we appreciate the use of Echolink and to all the club members that allow us to come in and visit. And it's really awesome. So until next time, hopefully tomorrow night, this is KD2FPM. I'll be clear.
Final call for Octane. All stations, with or without traffic, are welcome.